Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. You're halfway to the weekend and I love it. Happy hump day, ombliguito de la semana. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Good morning, bro.
What up, y'all?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Morning.
Good morning, Tamara.
Morning.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio, or you can call or text 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Morning.
Yeah, it's legit 44 degrees right now in L.A.
Ugh.
It is for real cold. I was listening to our sister station KNX. This is the 14, had black ice coming down. Tamara lives out in like Palmdale area. She said it snowed yesterday. That's legit low elevation, like 2,500 feet, yeah?
I mean, it's, listen, given the weather of the past couple weeks to the rest of the country, it's really hard to bitch about 44. When Chicago was negative 44, I saw a video of somebody, their entire toilet tank had frozen, and they just shattered the porcelain ceramic around it, and it was just literally a block of ice.
Oof.
With all of the toilet flushing mechanisms in it, just sitting there. They're like, well, this toilet's broken.
Yeah, well, there you go. Now that you put it that way.
I think we can pull through this. You know what I mean? This isn't the Oregon Trail.
Enjoy this summer day, everybody. At least it's not raining. Amen to that. I had an interesting encounter yesterday with a woman on an elevator. And Chelsea, would you say that you ladies are a lot more pickier nowadays when you go on dates? And like smaller things, and I don't mean it smaller things and dudes like that, but like smaller details will just totally end a date for you.
Yes and no. I feel like we know more what we want, I guess, because we've probably gone on more dates.
Uh-huh.
And so we kind of know the red flags to look out for.
Yeah, I want to bring this up to you because, so I was in the elevator, right? Went to a business dinner downtown LA, and it was 71st floor. So it was a long ride down. And this lady gets on the elevator with me and she says, hey, nice shoes. And I was like, oh, thanks. Appreciate you. I was rocking some Adidas NMDs. They're pretty nice, whatevs. She's like, yeah, I like a man that wears nice shoes. And I was like, all right, so she's hitting on me. Whatever, it happens all the time.
I mean, no big other day in the life of Edgar.
Appreciate you guys laughing. So, whatever, right? And she's like, no, for real, it means a lot. She's like, I straight up walked out on a dude on the first date because of the tennis shoes he was wearing. I was like, whoa. I was like, what was he wearing? She's like, he was wearing those Fila glove shoes for your feet.
Yep, I would have done the same thing.
She's like, and I had to write this down. She said, gloves are for hands, not feet, you effing weirdo.
Wow.
And then the doors opened on the elevator and she walked out. She said, have a nice day.
But you can tell a lot about someone by their shoes. Like that, it's such a thing. Like,
Hold up. That's not even generational. I mean, that's not generational. I think women in the 50s would have been walking out with homeboys wearing like gloves on glove shoes. Like those are just weird to wear in public anyway. It's weird to exercise in, let alone to wear through downtown Los Angeles.
I was going
to
say, I see people on Runyon Canyon or hiking wearing them and I think it's weird. Like
yeah.
I definitely judge them.
Does it give you better grip?
If you're hiking, I think
like
it's better
hold on
for your
to a rock?
Feet, like your toes. I don't know.
Here's why I hate them too. I guess I'm kind of a hater on these shoes because I don't have normal feet. Like I don't have pinky toes that are the right size, and they don't even touch the ground. So my second toe is like the same size as my middle finger, and my pinky toe is like just a tiny little nub that doesn't sit on the ground. So I tried them on one time, and it's like the saddest thing ever. Where like the little pinky toe, you can kind of just wobble it around because my toe doesn't even get inside of it.
You need some Taylor ones, maybe.
Yeah, I know, like Ninja Turtle feet.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Adios to the rain. It's going to be sunny today. 44 degrees right now. Super cold here in LA. And it's going to be sunny through Friday. So make sure you enjoy that with the highs only reaching about 62 degrees for LA and the OC. 66 degrees for the IE and the Valley. Good morning. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for hanging out with us on 97.1 Amp Radio. Police really want to help you out in regards to something that I believe we're all guilty of doing. When walking around in the sidewalk, on the streets, wherever it is, we bury ourselves in our cell phone and we really don't know what the hell is going on around us. Obviously, for the reason of you might get hit by a car when you're crossing the street. But even furthermore, because of this video that was just released of a woman walking in downtown LA at 6:30 p.m., not even that late, guys. She was right around the corner of Flower and 11th Street. And we have the video up on our Instagram stories at 97.1 Amp Radio. But she's walking, she's crossing the street, she's all up in her cell phone, not looking at her surroundings. And a dude just rolls up from behind in a white hoodie. Imagine this. Pulls her purse that's on her shoulder. She obviously reacts and kind of like locks her arms. So he ends up dragging her all on the sidewalk, trying to grab her cell phone and her purse, trying to take her into a valley, into an alley. And then in that situation, what happens is there's a valet guy right next door to them. But he wasn't even looking around. He was just like trying to park a car. But he sees what's happening. He runs over there, the valet attendant, and squares up with the dude, kind of like pushes him and then throws his arms up like, let's go. Enough time to where the dude in the hood just ended up letting go of the woman. The woman gets up, runs away, and then he runs away. So police wants your help in trying to catch this idiot. But it just brings that point up about like how we just get buried in our cell phone and we don't know what's going on, you know? So definitely keep that in mind as you're walking around the streets, man. 6:30 p.m., guys. Downtown LA by LA Live.
Well, I mean, if the guy's just going to run and grab a purse, I don't know, man. As much as like I'm like, hey, the lady held on to her purse. Just let your purse go, because I don't believe in fighting over like your wallet or your purse or your phone or anything. You can replace those things, especially nowadays. I mean, you don't know what. Maybe that guy has a gun. Maybe he's got a knife. Maybe like that's just the start of an altercation that ends up taking your life. So I've been robbed, and I just was like, yo, take it.
Well, I think that was just instinct on her
part. I was going to say, sure, I mean, in that moment, you think, oh, this is what I would do, or I'd fight back. But like, given that moment, you're probably just in shock.
Right. I'm just saying, no, like, it's not worth your life.
Don't resist.
I mean, I guess if your arm is stuck, your arm is stuck. But at some point in time, you just got to be like, take it. You know, most of the stuff in people's purses is garbage anyway. It's like Band-Aids and gum.
Kleenexes.
Medicine, snacks.
Well, this brings up this point, though, right? And lately, we've been seeing a lot of videos where do you step in as a bystander when you see a situation like this go down? Remember the McDonald's video where a customer, male customer, attacked a female employee? She did a great job of defending herself, but nobody stepped in to help her out. Also, we have the case recently, also in downtown LA, of the hot dog Hulk in downtown LA, where he says that two women were harassing him and he ended up knocking out both of them and then he ran away. Nobody stepped in that situation. In this case, the valet dude, shout out to you, man, stepped in and tried to do something before, you know, this lady was taken into an alley and you don't know what could happen. Now, the flip side to that, Brian, what if the dude was armed? What do you do in that situation when you see a woman or anybody in this case getting attacked like this?
I think you always step in to protect the person being violated, right? Mm-hmm. Like, in that regard, I don't say you jump in and square up. Now, some people may disagree with me, but I'd say you jump in and protect the woman. And whether that means, like, throwing the, like, if the guy's still pulling onto the purse, like, just making sure you're protecting her from being hit. I've seen some videos the last few days of people filming fist fights. And no one's doing anything. And like the Hulk guy downtown, that giant guy who started punching women, I say you jump in to protect the women, like protect anybody from getting punched, from getting hit. But as far as like, I'm going to square up with some dude I don't know who's giant and may have a weapon, probably going to let that guy go. We have him on surveillance footage. We're going to find you eventually.
You know, that brings up a good point, though. In the two scenarios where nobody jumped in, there was a group watching. And nobody did anything.
They don't want the likes.
They want a viral video.
No.
So sad.
But that's group mentality. Yeah. But in the valet employee situation, he was the only one there. So he's like, if I don't help,
he's accountable. He felt accountable.
Nobody will.
It's called diffused responsibility, because it's like, it's almost like math. Like, you have more numbers of people. You in your mind subconsciously divide up the responsibilities. So you're like, hey, I'm just as responsible as that guy over there. Yeah. Like, you do it.
So be careful when you're on the streets, man. Always know your surroundings, what's going on out there. And especially right now in downtown LA, actually, the military training is still going on for the Army with helicopters and whatnot. People are still shocked. Apparently, the word hasn't gone out that this is going on all this week. Listen to this guy's response.
I was thinking of Predator or one of those old ones, you know, with Schwarzenegger. I'd be back.
So there you go.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So I woke up to this surprise today. Okay. Jennifer Lawrence is engaged.
Nice. Whoa. Wait for this. Ready?
Hey.
Okay.
That's kind of out of nowhere, right? I didn't even know she was dating.
Well, that's the thing. That first thing I thought was like, wait, who? I didn't know she was even dating someone. Seriously, exactly. Like, who is this guy? But apparently, this is a guy she's been dating for 8 months. His name is Cook Maroney. He's a New York art dealer. They've kept it very much on the low key. Like, I mean, Jennifer Lawrence isn't into social media. She has no Twitter, no Instagram. At least it's private if she does. But this guy, same thing. Like, I tried to stalk him already, clearly, and he doesn't. Everything's private, so we don't know a whole lot about him.
Sounds like a plot line from Red Sparrow. Because, you know what I mean? Like, because art dealer to me just sounds like you're an art thief. Right? Like, it's one of those jobs where no one really knows an art dealer. I feel like if you're an art dealer, you also, it's like a cover for being a spy, or you're just ripping people off and being like, no, I deal art. Look at it. It's got a Picasso right here.
Well, and she has been spotted with a very large diamond sparkler.
Good for her, obviously,
he does pretty well.
I remember reading just not too long ago where he was complaining, or she was complaining about just, you know, not a lot of good men out there. Yeah. Love life sucks. You know, so that's good that she found someone good. But can you really trust somebody that doesn't have social media?
Right?
Or an art dealer. I think that's way more shady. What the hell? I need some info on this guy.
Did he really buy that ring? Did he smuggle it? We don't know.
Does he have like a thick Russian accent?
I don't know. All right, so it is officially Grammys week. It's the biggest night in music is this Sunday.
Yay!
Exciting stuff. So some updates. We've been getting updates for the last few months, but here's some big ones. So Lady Gaga has finally been confirmed as a performer.
It's going to be good.
There it is.
Real Bradley Cooper heavy clip there.
Well, and that's the thing that's kind of sad is that he's actually not going to be there because he's in London. He'll be presenting at the BAFTAs. So he's not going to be in it. It's just going to be her. But
what
it's okay.
Traitor.
You know,
BAFTAs.
Still be a good performance. But this is the update that's causing some controversy. So Jennifer Lopez is performing. Okay. So they confirmed that.
Hey.
She's not performing that song. I kind of wish she was. But
Jenny from the Block.
She's doing a Motown tribute in honor of the record label's 60th anniversary.
Okay.
But some people, because I was looking on Twitter, and people are confused because they're like, well, why isn't, you know, Diana Ross, Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson doing it? Especially because it is Black History Month. And, you know, Motown has a history of black excellence. You know, the careers of iconic artists, Smokey Robinson, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes. So I think people are a little upset by that.
Makes sense, though. I mean, if you're going to do a tribute to a music genre, and there's still human beings from that music genre around, why don't you let them do it? It's not like in 150 years I could see having an artist be like, oh, this is the genre, we can't get them to play it.
Well, obviously, also, we're kicking off like Black History Month.
Exactly.
Like, why wouldn't you get a black artist to do it?
Well, and here's what I'm hoping, because Diana Ross is going to be there. She's performing for her 75th birthday. So I'm hoping that maybe they have to, I feel like, put her in that performance in some way.
You guys remind me, this is kind of what happened at an award show. Remember they chose Madonna to pay tribute to a huge artist that had passed away? I'm blanking out on the artist. Aretha Franklin.
That's right.
You guys remember that?
Yeah, of course.
And they chose, it was an award show, and they chose Madonna to like give a speech about
and
it.
And she just talked about herself.
Yeah. Remember that?
She's the least Aretha Franklin person you could have up there. Right?
Remember that?
So, I hope Diana Ross would be very Diana Ross of her to go up there and just steal just do a Motown tribute herself and just kind of steal the limelight. Yeah.
It's like two Motown tributes.
Exactly.
We'll see what happens. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 7:08 in the morning. So Cheetos just dropped a diss track aimed at Doritos, Chance the Rapper, and the Backstreet Boys, in case you missed it, for the Super Bowl. Chance the Rapper teamed up with Backstreet Boys and did a Doritos remix of I Want It That Way, right? And I didn't notice it initially until now. I read the story about the Cheetos diss track, but they were dissing Hot Flaming Cheetos in the track. Listen closely.
Flamin' Hot Nacho. They made the original hot, hot.
Ooh, hot stuff all over my nachos, walking like a taco, driving over potholes.
The original. Now it's hot.
They're claiming they're the original Hot Flamin'. For those of you that are addicted to the Hot Flamin' brand, including myself, Hot Flamin' Cheetos, all the above. So now Cheetos is responding to them with this diss track.
Come on, Doritos, you can't rep the flaming hot name. Watch your step, I'm the OG in the snack game. You claim triangle, I made you square. You had to borrow my heat just to make the world care. You got celebs and a remix song, but like a bag of Cheetos, it won't last long. So next time you try to take what I got, remember, I'm flaming hot and you're flaming not. I'm saying, you better watch the throne. King Chess, the hottest cheetah that you've ever known. I'm extra flaming hot, you can't tell me nothing. I'm bringing back asteroids. Think I'm bluffing?
Everything was great until this moment.
This ain't over.
It sounds like my dad rapping, though.
Right.
Like, it's not, that's the only thing. I mean, here's the thing. I like that they did a diss track, but I wish it would have been like, they would have gotten a good rapper to jump on board. They have Chance, you know? Like, who's that guy?
That guy is Chester the Cheetah. That guy is not a guy. It's a cartoon cheetah. I get what you're saying.
You know?
The rap is old school, but it's not bad. The thing is though, well, I mean, it's just a cartoon cheetah rapping back at Chance Rapper.
Yeah,
also, Chance Rapper wasn't great on that song. Chance Rapper was not good on that song.
You
either.
Did a great impersonation of Chance the Rapper on that rap. Can you do it again?
He's
Brian?
Like, oh, cheetah, do cheese, nacho.
It's awful. It's an awful style. Let's just say what it is. Sorry. Here's the thing, though. They were claiming that they're the original snack and they were taking hot. That's what Cheetos was like. Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
You're not taking Flamin' Hot. You're not going to make, they're like, we're going to make the original hot. Like, i.e., we're going to make Flamin' Hot Doritos, and Cheetos is like, dude, that's the only thing keeping us alive. Like, no one goes for regular. I grabbed a bag of regular Cheetos the other day, and I was pissed off at myself.
Yeah, you got to go hot.
Oh, come on, man.
By the way, man, if you don't know the story about how Hot Flamin' Cheetos got created, it's really awesome. It got started here in SoCal, invented by El Mexicano Richard Montañez. He was actually working as a janitor at PepsiCo, and he grabbed a bag of Cheetos. And what he did, he just added, like, basically the recipe for, like, Mexican street corn, right? Which is this whole culture, which is basically, like, cheese, chili powder, and mayonnaise. And he added those things, like, in the while he was at lunch. And everybody started eating. I was like, yo, these are bomb. These are super good. Ended up pitching the idea. Now he's part of the executive marketing team.
That's sick.
At PepsiCo because of this.
Wait,
and they're going to make a movie about it.
Let me back it up real quick. They're going to make a movie about
maybe
the janitor
really
who made a
Hot Flamin' Cheetos.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Like a short film? Or are we going full?
No.
Or a documentary? Or what's happening?
Yeah, like a legit movie.
Okay.
It's inspirational,
cool.
Man.
No, you said something that now I'm like kind of nauseous right now. I didn't know that Mexican street corn had mayonnaise in it.
Yeah.
Because I remember we were at the Dodgers game and I ordered that like crazy Dorito street corn, and that I guess now I know mayonnaise and Doritos were going up my nose every time I tried to bite it, and it's like honestly making me want to throw up on this table right now because that much mayonnaise is disgusting.
So yeah, I remember that, bro. You were trying to get that out of your nose for like 3 days, by the way.
It still might be there. That's why I'm a little queasy right now.
The genius thing about this beef that Cheetos and Doritos has going on is they're actually owned by the same company. So there you go.
Trickery.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Right about now, we're going to get deep into breaking down 21 Savage's situation. The 26-year-old rapper who was born in the UK but came to the US on a visa at the age of 7, grew up in Atlanta. He's got tons of hit songs. One of his breakout songs, what he did this verse with Post Malone on Rockstar.
I've been in the hills, superstars feeling like a pop star. Drinking in bed, jumping in the pool.
So this weekend, the music world was shocked when he was in Atlanta and all of a sudden got arrested by La Migra. Straight up immigration, ICE agents. Everybody was shocked because a lot of people didn't even know he was from the UK. And a lot of our community here in Southern California and those people that have lived lives like myself being an immigrant, this kind of stuff unfortunately happens every day. All of a sudden, La Migra jumps out at you at these raids and grabs you, you know? And we're going to talk to an immigration attorney, Alex Galvez, right now out in Atlanta. Good morning, Alex Galvez. Thank you so much for being with us.
Top of the morning, everyone. Thanks for having me.
So we want to break down this case with 21 Savage. What are his chances of not getting deported? He's currently detained. If you can give us a little more details on his situation.
Look, I've represented hundreds of people in immigration bond proceedings, and he has a very good chance. He has all the community ties. He has 3 U.S. citizen children. He has a resident mom who has a green card and 4 U.S. citizen siblings. And he's done a lot for the community. So he has a very good chance of getting bond. However, it's been my experience, because I've dealt with these judges in Atlanta, that they're ultra, ultra conservative. But nevertheless, the fact that he came in with a visa is helping him tremendously. The only setback here is that there's a chance that he might have a controlled substance violation. Now, his attorney is saying...
Alex, sorry to interrupt you. We're having issues with our phone line, and I definitely want to make sure we get the clear facts out. So coming up next, we're going to call you from a different line and fix that technical issue. And because I believe the holdup in his situation is the federal government sees that he has a conviction, right, but his lawyers are saying that it should have been expunged.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get more details coming up next.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. So we're catching up with you in regards to 21 Savage's situation. 26-year-old rapper came from the UK with a visa, so legally, to the United States of America at the age of 7. Like many dreamers have done that. I came at the age of 5. But there's issues right now because this weekend he was arrested and then caught by La Migra, ICE agents, and now he's facing possible deportation. So we have our immigration attorney, Alex Galvez, on the line with us, breaking it down as to what options does 21 Savage have to not be deported. And let's take a step back, Alex. Why was he even arrested? A lot of people are confused. His attorneys are saying that he's being targeted by ICE because he changed the lyrics to his song a lot recently on a live performance where he criticized immigration policies. He says, went through some things, but I couldn't imagine my kids stuck at the border. Flint still need water, etc. Can you break down why he got arrested and how immigration got involved?
You know, I honestly, after listening to what happened, I think it was just wrong place, wrong time. Yes, a lot of people are going to try to make that argument that he was targeted by ICE, but by the sounds of it, he was in a car with his friends, and his friends probably had an arrest warrant. There was a charge that was pending. So, unfortunately, in Atlanta, whenever a cop pulls you over, they're going to run a background check to see your immigration status. That's just rudimentary. And that's when they found out that 21 Savage was undocumented. And because they cooperate with ICE, there's a lot of states where the cops act as an extension of ICE. They called ICE and told them, look, we have someone here who's undocumented. Come and get them. And just it was just one of those things about wrong place, wrong time.
Got it. So ICE agents are saying now that the reason why they're holding him and they want to deport him is because he's he had a felony on drug charges in 2014. But 21 Savage's lawyers are saying that that arrest should have been expunged. Can you enlighten us more in regards to that?
Right. Well, the attorney's doing a good job of playing the card as an attorney. He's going to say that the conviction is expunged, that he's been a good member of society. But remember, when it comes to immigration law and expungement, it's not recognized by federal law. He's completed all his probation, everything with the state of Georgia, if in fact the conviction was in Georgia. But as far as immigration, that controlled substance violation counts as if it happened yesterday. Now, it's going to affect him in the bond proceedings, but the good thing about 21 Savage is that he has all the good stuff. He's not a flight risk. He's not a danger to society. He has family ties, and he has children who are U.S. citizens and family who has status, and that's going to play a big role in getting bond. Unfortunately, my experience with the judges in Atlanta is that they're very conservative. He has an uphill battle, but he does have a good case to get out on bond.
Before I ask you what you would do if you're his immigration lawyer, Brian has a question for you, Alex.
Well, what I was reading yesterday, and one, I do want to highlight, and I don't think a lot of people know this, that federal laws and state laws are different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why a lot of people, even though marijuana is legal in certain states, it's not in others, so be careful, because the federal government doesn't have to respect those things. But what I was reading yesterday was that there's no guarantee that he can bond out at all, and that ICE could be putting it together with a voluntary,
Voluntary departure.
Right, departure, which he could sign and leave on his own and then try to reapply. So is there a chance that they don't bond him out?
Absolutely. When it comes to bond is discretionary. So you have to convince the judge that he has a good form of relief. And remember, with 21 Savage, he applied for a U visa, and that visa is pending right now. What's a U visa? It's people that have been a victim of a serious crime. Mm. And it turns out that Savage, when he was 21 years old, he was in a car and he got shot 6 times.
Wow.
His friend was killed and another friend was severely injured. When it comes to the U visa, it doesn't get any better than that. Unfortunately, it takes about 3 to 4 years to get it granted. But the fact that he has such a strong form of relief that's pending, that might tilt the case in order for the judge to actually grant him bond. And second of all, he has 3 U.S. citizen children. He came in lawfully. Coming into the U.S. lawfully with a visa is a big deal in immigration law because that's 50% of your green card. If anybody has come in with a visa, it doesn't matter what type of visa, that's 50% of your green card. If you get married to a U.S. citizen, that's your other 50%, and that's a green card here in the U.S. without having to leave. So if I was the attorney, I wouldn't sign the voluntary departure. I would do everything possible to get his green card here. If by any chance, let's say the worst case scenario, he gets deported, that U visa that's pending now, if it gets granted in 4 years, he'll be allowed to come back with that U visa and then he would get his green card. But right now, the main focus is getting him out on bond. And after that, if I was the attorney, I would tell him, hey, move over to California. We'll slow walk the case. I could fight a case in immigration court for 8 years, but at least he'll be out on bond. And there's a very good chance that the U visa will get approved within the next 4 years.
Thank you so much, immigration attorney Alex Galavis, giving us insight on 21 Savage's situation. So the move is to get him over here to California, some more lenient judges, and also the visa U, right? The U visa, that if you've been impacted or a part of a some type of crime, not that you're the one creating the crime, but attacked, and, right. that's a, and then you help out the authorities in reporting the crime, then you could be protected with a visa U or a U visa. Is that correct, Attorney Alex Galavis?
And that is absolutely correct. And with a U visa, it doesn't matter when it comes to any previous criminal charges. For example, the Savage, if he did have a controlled substance violation, the U visa will knock that out, and that wouldn't be a problem in order for him to get the green card. But yes, part of the requisite is that you have to be a victim of a serious crime. You have to cooperate with the investigation, and you have to be a good person. And he has all that.
Thank you so much, immigration attorney Alex Galavis. Where can our listeners find out more info about situations like this in immigration, Alex?
You look me up on the internet, www.alexgalvez.com. And if anybody has any contact with 21 Savage, let them know that I'll represent them for free.
I like your style.
Get it, Alex. Thank you so much, hermano. Have a great day.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, guys.
Oh, man. It's wild, right? But listen, crazy. So many people listening right now, you have family members, if not yourself, that are going through situations like this. So hang in there. There's hope. And make sure you get yourself some real help. You know,
someone who knows what they're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Right about now, asking you to vent. Who did you dirty? Confess and move on. 877-971-HITS. Erica from Sherman Oaks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Erica, go ahead and confess. Let it all out. It's going to make you feel a lot better. Who did you dirty?
So my ex of about 3 or 4 years, when we first got together, I helped him out a lot. He didn't have a job. His excuse was that he was going to school. Meanwhile, I was going to school. I had a job. I was doing everything. So I took his word for it. I kind of supported us. I paid for everything, vacations, meals. I let him drive my car even because apparently he couldn't afford new tires on his car. So then I helped him buy new tires for his car so he could have a car.
Wow.
And then ended up cheating on me.
No!
Multiple times.
Sucio.
Online through Tinder and Instagram and Snapchat and all these social media. And then when I confronted him about it, he told me, well, it wasn't physical. It's just online, so it's not real, so you shouldn't be mad.
I'm an idiot.
Only nowadays can we have that conversation, you know? Straight up susu right there.
I feel like guys that do the thing where they are taking advantage of somebody and they know they're in the position where no matter what, your generosity is something that they can exploit where, I'm going to school, babe. I can't. While you're going to school, he's a user and he's using you. That level of ego makes a guy like that feel like, oh, babe, I didn't physically cheat. I didn't do anything wrong. Because he has no ability to kind of empathize with how you would see that coming. It's going to be a bigger problem in the future because he's never going to see the error of like emotional abuse type
stuff. It's like sociopath.
Right, exactly.
Traits, you know? They're never going to change.
Yeah. And there was times where I would talk to him about getting a job and not even to support me, but just for himself so he could have the freedom of having money to do things in his life. And he had the nerve to call me a gold digger and say all I cared about was money.
That's funny. You're such a gold digger trying to get me to work so you can get my money?
Erica.
Yeah.
So obviously you moved on from this dude, right?
Definitely. Actually tried to break up with him a few different times. We were on and off, but we're definitely done now, and I can't even believe I wasted all that time on him.
Do me a favor, Erica. Please, if you haven't done it already, make sure you change your Netflix password. That will screw him
up
so
it's
bad.
It's funny you say that because his parents use it.
They don't still use it.
I mean, I don't have anything against his parents, though. I'm in a better place now, for sure.
This does bring up an interesting topic. If you catch your partner, quote unquote, just on social media, talking to other girls, and in your situation, Erica, was he sending like nudes and nudes there and nudes back?
It was definitely like sexual in nature. Mm-hmm. Snapchat is, 24 hours and it's gone.
If that is going down with your significant other, is it truly cheating or not?
Yes.
Definitely.
I agree it's cheating. I don't agree that it's a deal breaker depending on how people... No, hold on. Easy, it depends on how people respond to it. If you respond to it by saying, I screwed up, okay, I'm very sorry, I blew it, then you can move forward with that. I'm not saying you have to, I'm saying you can.
Yeah, all right, so let's spin the question to that. The consensus is if you're online messing around with somebody else, doing some dirty talk, some dirty pictures, that's a form of cheating. But is it a deal breaker? Yep. Like if it were physical, shoot us a call or a text, 877-971-HITS, 877-971-HITS. Chelsea, it's a deal breaker for you?
Absolutely. It's all about intention.
All right, we'll find out from you coming up next. Thank you, Erica. We love you.
Thank you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Rachel from North Hollywood. Good morning. What about you?
I gotta say, not really.
What?
And hear me out.
Okay.
Most people use the internet to escape reality. So for me, it's not even real because this person's still coming home to me. Mm-hmm. And second, he does it. I do. Everybody does it. And it's no different than watching pornography, really, but like I'm the real person at home.
Before Chelsea goes in and goes off on you,
I mean, I'm surprised she waited this long, to be honest.
Trying to be polite.
Rachel, first of all, don't you see it as a red flag? You said it's escaping reality, that your boyfriend wants to escape you?
Well, I don't think he's trying to just escape me, like, you know, okay. He's still with me.
But doesn't it make you feel like he's not fully happy? That doesn't seem like a very healthy relationship to be in.
I can hear that. I guess I can't be someone's everything all the time.
It just sounds like he's like kind of a taxing guy, and you're like, go ahead, get your fantasies off with other people. So I think the difference is maybe, let's say you catch your guy, and he's just talking to some chick across the world somewhere, and he's living out some sort of weird fantasy. I guess I could see the compartmentalization where you're like, well, that person's not there. I think the difference is when you see somebody with intent, like setting up a relationship behind your back with someone in the same city. Does that difference make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and going up and meeting this person in real life, that's a very different thing for me, at least.
Rachel, thank you so much for calling in and listening to us. Hopefully you have a great Valentine's coming up.
And hopefully your boy, thanks. Hopefully your man does too with all nine of them that he has.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Jeez. Alana from Yorba Linda, good morning.
Good morning.
Alana, you disagree with our previous call. You're saying online cheating is a definite deal breaker. Why?
It doesn't matter if it's in real life or online. it's still cheating because you're with someone and you're off with another person.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, even if it's mentally, you're just, like, fantasizing and being with someone else?
Yes.
Has this ever happened to you, Alana?
Yes, it has.
Damn.
Was the guy initially sorry, or did he put it on you? Because I think that's the difference with whether you can come back from this. I think if you bust somebody to, you know, doing things on the internet, it's not physical yet, and they see that they've had a problem and they're going to work to correct it, then you can move forward. But if they're just going to put it on you, then you can't.
They put it on me. Said I wasn't the one sending nude. So.
Yeah, that's trash. Get rid of that guy.
I already did.
Yeah.
Alana, thank you so much for calling in. Love you, girl. Have a great week.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Oh, my gosh. That I love you was so genuine. Thank you.
Hit your heart.
I appreciate that. Yeah. This is probably going to shock you guys, but I believe that online cheating wouldn't be a deal breaker for me.
Really?
Like, if I caught my wife, Janet, online cheating and it wasn't physical,
right?
Like, I wouldn't automatically get a divorce. I would try to work things out. Now, if we were just dating, yes, it's an automatic deal breaker for me, you know? But I'd be like, because we're married, we have so much vested that I would try to work it out. I'm not saying that I would be able to get over it,
right?
But I would definitely at least give it a shot.
I think regardless of the level of the relationship, this whole online thing is like, it's such a new world, right? Yeah. It's new definitions, new boundaries, our access to people all over. I think it always comes down to that person's reaction. Whether you've been dating for 2 months and you really think you love somebody, or you've been with each other for 10 years. If you look at them and they honestly are willing to say, hey, babe, the problem is me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My problem.
Yeah.
And they're willing to work at it and find out what was making them look for attention outside, then it's solvable. But if they're just going to be like, nah, whatever, send nudes, be like, bye.
Yeah. By the way, disclaimer, in case my wife is listening right now, like,
don't do it.
Like, don't try me out. You know what I'm saying? I know how you look at Matthew McConaughey.
Chelsea, have you ever had a guy have you ever busted a guy talking to someone else? Well, you know when Kieran was sliding into DMs, their ex from Scotland, you were like, see ya, buddy.
Yeah, I have. And for me, it was a deal breaker because I think, I don't know, I just, there's a lot of fish in the sea and I feel like I don't want to be with someone who I can't, because I think that's the trust thing. And once you break that trust,
it's hard.
You know, and obviously, like, I'm not married yet. And I think I commend you because I think that's one of those things where, you know, you don't want to just hop and get a divorce.
Right.
So you want to work through things. But yeah, it's just, that's hard for me. Once you break that trust, it's sort of like, I can't, it's hard to get over.
Speaking about trust and Chelsea's love life, coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, we have an update on Chelsea's love life.
God, it's getting serious.
With?
Oh, boy.
Mr. Caja de Pájaros.
Mr. Bird Box.
The dude who she went on a blind date with. They went on a third date, guys.
Third? Oh, my God.
That is unheard of for our girl, Chelsea.
We've never had someone make it this far.
Coming up next, you'll get an update on how things went. Remember, their second date went exceptionally well until the end when he went in for the first kiss. And they collided because Chelsea tilted her head to the wrong way, to the left. Who does that?
She beaked it with Bird Box guy.
Coming up next, we'll find out how the retry went on the Chelsea Radio Novela.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Anytime anything happens in Chelsea's love life, we turn it into a radio novela, a radio love story. And my voice changes like this to the Telemundo telenovela.
It just makes sense, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Sure. On 97.1 AMP Radio.
On 97.1 AMP Radio.
And Brian's gets higher, kind of. I kind of
try to do like the white guy voiceover.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
There you go, it's pretty accurate. All right, this radio novela is titled Chelsea y Mr. Caja de Pájaros.
Chelsea and Mr. Bird Box.
Now, we call him Bird Box because of the Netflix film where everybody's blindfolded. She went on a blind date with this guy. And guys, the unexpected happened. He has survived up to 3 dates.
The odds were against him.
Who is this man? Is he even human?
Superhuman.
So, now, the last date, in regards to the second date, things were going really well. Chelsea was impressed. And then it came to the first kiss at the end of the night. And Chelsea, you told us it was an epic fail.
Yeah.
You went to the left. He went to the right. You guys were both wearing hats. Your hats collided.
Yeah, it was awkward.
You beaked, as Brian has been calling it.
Beaked each other on the Bird Box kiss.
It was really awkward. And then you were just laughing at him, which makes it really good for the guy.
I know.
Oh, my God. So just that awkward laughing.
The nervous laughing. Ugh, I'm the worst at that.
But Chelsea still gave him another shot. They went on a third date. Was he able to redeem himself? You're about to find out right now.
So it's funny because I actually did the math. And
kill me.
I haven't been on a third date in probably a year and a half.
Oh, my gosh, Chelsea.
So this is a big deal.
2019, like, baby. Let's go.
And I think, you know, the thing about him that I think I'm noticing is that it's a lot of things that I didn't realize I wasn't used to. Like, a lot of things that normal gentlemen, guys should be doing on dates that, like, I feel like I've just been dating a lot of jerks.
We've been along for the ride the last year. We know.
So it's like simple things, like even like I sit down and he's like, "You look really pretty."
Wow.
You know, or like opening the door for me and like paying for dinner.
That's where we have reduced the romantic gestures of men in this generation. Is all you gotta do is sit down and be like, just a normal thing. You look pretty. She's like, my heart's melting.
You know,
oh my gosh.
You're the worst.
I was like, wow. Like, that's really nice.
No,
you
we're
know?
Saying but we're sad. We're
like,
sad.
I know. Chivalry, basically. Respect.
Yes. And that's so it's awesome. Like, it's funny to me because it's like, oh, I haven't had this in my life for a while. Mm. So, I'm really liking him. I think the thing that's been cool is like it's moving slow, meaning we're really getting to know each other. We're having conversations about, you know, what we want in the future and, you know, if we want families.
Whoa!
Stuff like that.
What?
Like, conversations.
Talking about kids already?
Does that mean that Chelsea and Mr. Bird Box will have little pajaritos?
Baby birds?
Pew, 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 pew. I think it was a chicken, my bad. Chelsea's not going to answer.
Right.
It's worth a third date. I'm going to hang out with him again. You know, at the end of the last date, he asked, he's like, I want to see you again. Can we make a date? Like, that's another thing I feel like a lot of guys don't do is make plan for the next
right
date
there.
At the end of your date you're
no,
on.
No, they just finished and they're like, yeah, I'll hit you up.
Yeah, I'll text you, whatever. So, I'm excited to see where it goes. I think no matter what, I think he's such a cool guy. And whether, you know, he ends up being my guy, that's very
God, I feel
possible.
Friend zone coming.
Or maybe he'll just be a really good friend. I don't know. I think I'm taking it one day at a time. But I genuinely can say I'm excited about it.
I'm just going to say this, you being our little sister. I'm just happy you're having a good time with a decent human being.
Right.
To be honest. So I'm happy for you because you deserve that and more.
Thank you.
Last question to wrap up this third episode of Chelsea y Mr. What? Caja de Pájaros.
I was going to do it for you. Caja de Pájaros.
How was the kiss on the third date? Was he able or you able to redeem yourselves?
Yes.
You got to give us more than
you
that.
Did.
I mean, come on. What?
Okay, so here's how I described it.
Like, we're your girlfriends. Come on, tell us.
This is what I said to my friends. So We took a walk by the water because we were over in Santa Monica, and he leaned in for the kiss, and it was one of those things where I was like, okay. Not like, okay, but I was like, okay, I'm excited to see where this goes.
All I can think of is Lil Jon right now.
Okay! Yeah!
Okay. Like, dot, dot, dot. Like, let's, like more.
Lay it on me, homeboy.
You know? It's going to gradually come.
And then that's it?
Yeah, guys, so that's all I got.
I feel like I know less about the kiss now than I did when she didn't tell us anything about
it.
That's
good.
Well, I guess we'll wrap this up
great.
With...
Okay.
Okay. 97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Every Wednesday, we get to amp up Teacher's Hump Day throughout SoCal at a school. Vote for your school at 97.1 AMP Radio on our Instagram. We send out tons of boxes of Krispy Kreme donuts to get you up and going. And today, Joel's on the line visiting another school. Joel, where you at, bro?
What's up, man? I'm at Westmont Elementary Dual Language Immersion School. That's a long name, right?
Yeah. I mean, do you want to try that again, Joel? I feel like it snuck up on you.
Joel was like, I gotta get this right.
I know. You know, he was like practicing it off the air, like right as he was calling
it. About it. I have it on my paper right now. I wrote it down.
The funny part is, you could say it in dual languages if you wanted to right now.
Go for it, bro.
He's like, nope,
not gonna try it. That's awesome, man. The teacher sounds super hype. Who can we talk to there? Who do you have next to you?
I got Melissa right here next to me.
Hi.
Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, 97.1 Morning Show. Thank you.
Got you.
Yo, tell those kids to settle down back there.
That's what happens when you give them donuts,
right? I know, right? Donuts in the morning.
Right,
sugar
right.
High.
Melissa, tell us more about that chant.
They're saying, we are the Westmont kids. We are the best.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow, I'm pumped up now.
I think the Westmont kids are the best.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, we are.
Well, Melissa, thank you for what you and your coworkers do on a daily basis, investing in our future leaders. And a shout out to all your students and parents at Westmont, and blessings. Thank you so much for listening to us.
Thank you, Morning Show. Thank you, 97.1. Woo!
Enjoy the donuts.
We love it.
I love it. All right, big shout out to Krispy Kreme Donuts for helping us out and amping up the school day on Wednesdays. Again, vote at 97.1 Amp Radio on Instagram if you want us to hit up your school next week. Chelsea, what's coming up on the Chelsea Report?
So I'll tell you why Ariana Grande is saying thank you next to the Grammys.
Ooh, all right.
That's next in the Chelsea Report.
Thanks, Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
A little bit of drama surrounding the Grammys. Apparently, Ariana Grande has pulled out of performing and will no longer be attending.
Whoa. Thank you.
This is interesting. It's all due to a disagreement she had with Grammy producers over which song she would perform. I guess Ariana felt insulted because initially they wouldn't let her perform her newest single, Seven Rings.
Okay.
And apparently, you know, after much negotiations, they finally said, okay, you can perform it, but if you do, we want to choose your second song.
Huh.
And because of that, Ariana's like, nope, you know. And if inside sources are saying none of the other artists have had these sort of stipulations set for them. So she's kind of just, she's upset. And she kind of said, you know what? I'm not doing it. I'm pulling out.
Well, it seems like for her, it's just a timing issue, right? It was kind of like of logistics where the Grammys are like, no, play the songs that are part of what we're giving awards to you for, right? Some of the songs that are Grammy eligible for this past year. And she's like, nah, I want to play my newest song. And they're like, in their mind, they're going, yeah, that's part of next year's. Like, you're just releasing music so fast.
Yeah.
I didn't know producers dictated what artists wanted to perform. I thought you got invited to perform and then you did what you wanted.
Wrong.
Well, they're producing the show.
Thanks, Trump.
You know what I mean? Like, they're producing the entire show. So, yeah,
that's
of course
up,
they have say.
Yeah, they got to have some sort of say in it, for one, for FCC stuff. But two, like, any artist could go up there and be like, you know what? I'm going to play this song I wrote eighth grade. This is the jam I'm playing.
I'm just going to do Baby Shark.
Right?
Like, yeah,
the one I sing all day at my house.
I think the awkward thing about this is that the Grammys have used Ariana for, like, so much promotion for the Grammys. So it's, like, super awkward now. I'm surprised that they wouldn't try to salvage it. But
she has the number one song in the nation right now.
Yeah.
With Seven Rings.
Yeah. So.
And who's host? It's Alicia Keys is hosting, right?
Yeah, Alicia Keys.
Oh, so she's not gonna be able to crack any jokes about it. If it was a comedian hosting, you'd be like, "Oh, this is gonna be great. Some good Ariana Grande jokes."
I'm disappointed. I wanted to see her high ponytail on the red carpet.
Maybe things will turn around, guys.
Maybe she's just in a mood. Maybe she's hangry or something.
Hey, you're using that as an excuse, Brian. You never do.
Well, I'm scared of her a little bit, so I'm trying to walk it back.
Do you guys remember the world record egg?
Of course. My homie right there, yeah.
The one, for those of you who don't know, the one that beat out Kylie Jenner for having the most liked photo on Instagram. It now has 52 million likes, jeez, which is crazy. Well, the egg has finally cracked, revealing what's inside. But it's actually really cool. It's a mental health campaign.
That is awesome.
So basically, a video appeared on the account that said, "Hi, I'm the world record egg. Recently, I've started to crack. The pressure of social media is getting to me. If you're struggling too, talk to someone. We got this." For more info, visit talkingegg.info. And basically, the website links to a bunch of mental health websites from around the world, like Mental Health America and the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline.
That's cool that he used that platform, the fact that it got so big to be able to push such a positive agenda and help people out there. You
know? I'm someone with a degree in social work and psychology, and I unfollowed the egg because I thought I didn't like that they're pushing a thing on us at all. And I support mental health.
Right.
But I felt like they hyped it as some big, funny, silly internet joke, and then when it took off, they almost tried to like shoehorn an agenda in. And so I got annoyed with it the other day and unfollowed it. I didn't know what the final thing was going to be, but I felt like it was getting too deliberate. And I was like, oh, a silly joke that I appreciate as a comedian is now turning into a platform. Out.
Well, I partially wonder if it was a plan the whole entire time or if it was just something that they're like, oh, shoot, we have a platform now, which it's great. They turned it into something, such a good cause. But I'm curious if it was just something that that was the goal the whole time.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't
think they could predict it was going to get this big.
Right.
Yeah,
it seems
impossible
for them to think that a dumb egg was actually going to take off, because how many times do people try to do viral things and it doesn't work? So I feel like someone, like some business entity or somebody with this platform kind of hijacked it and pitched it on them. And they're like, hey, don't just make money on your shirts. shirts.
Like when the egg started getting big, there was another account that was for like the mustache or something like that. It was like trolling the egg, like, no, follow me, let's beat the egg. And it was like, chill out, everybody.
So what do you got, mustache? What do you got?
Exactly.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
97.1 Amp Radio, home of commercial-free Mondays. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And in case you missed it, Chelsea just dropped the news that Ariana Grande is pulling out of this Sunday's Grammy Awards.
Yeah, so sad.
And it's basically because they won't let her perform a certain song.
Yeah, so basically she wanted to perform her new song, Seven Rings, but they didn't want her to at first, so she was kind of offended. They finally let her. They finally said she could, but they're like, only if you let us pick your second song.
Yeah.
And she's obviously like, no, it's my set. I'm going to do what I want to do, and bye, so boy, there bye. You have it.
Publicity stunt. There She'll be back in on Friday.
Is she going to be at the Grammys?
Oh,
you'll
God.
Have to. The Grammys would never pull anything like that, bro. It's not like they just pulled out BTS, the biggest Korean pop band ever to present an award, right?
Sure.
All right, familia, happy Wednesday. And because it's Wednesday, we want to do something for Is It Weird That Wednesdays, okay? And Brian actually brought this up yesterday. Chelsea almost literally vomited in our studio.
I can't even believe we're doing this because I feel nauseous right now.
We need the answer. Like, we got to find out. Like America needs to know.
So we need to know from you. Is it weird that... Brian's girlfriend feeds their dog its own eye boogers.
Well, it's going to get worse, Chelsea. You might want to step out of the studio.
Is that a hairball? It sounds like a hairball.
So here's what's happened. I've always wanted to know the answer to this because I thought it was weird. Let me preface that by saying I'm not a feed your dog his own eye boogers proponent. I am against it. I think it's weird, but like our dog Leo, he's a golden doodle. He's got a big moppy curly face and he always gets like eye crusties and like gets them all the time because of just how the fur is.
Yeah.
And I saw her do it one day. She like picks him out and then he goes for it. Like it's not like she shoves him in his mouth like, yeah, eat this, your own eye boogers. Like he goes after and starts like licking at her hands, like going for, and I'm like, what the hell is that? And like, I'm like, that is weird. She goes, no, it's not weird. I feed him. He loves them. It's his own little eye crusties. He loves them.
Eye crusties.
And then she goes, what am I going to do, Brian? I'm sitting on the couch. I'm going to wipe him on the couch, wipe him on my pants. And I was like, well, I guess.
What do you want me to do with them, Brian?
Functionality-wise, what you're doing makes sense. I would maybe, I don't know, call me crazy, get a paper towel.
Yeah, tissue.
If you're going to clean his eye boogies, right?
Yeah, but when you call them eye crusties, I guess it's okay to feed them.
Crusties is better than boogers. Also, she, and I brought it up, like I'm like, this is so weird. No one does this. She's like, everyone does it, Brian. She's like,
everyone.
She's like, everyone. And I'm like, well, that's insane. And she goes, why does it matter? He eats poop. He licks his own butt. He eats the crotch out of underwear. I'm like, true. Leo, admittedly, not the best differentiator between weird tastes.
Yeah, he's down for whatever in regards to eating.
So she then gets her sister on the phone. Jennifer calls her sister. Jennifer has three full, like, big pit bulls. And they get eye crusties, too. And she's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. I pick them out of their eyes and they just lick them off my hands. Like, they lick them.
Wow. That was necessary.
I'm just trying to really get into Chelsea's dry heave mechanism. Just whiffing those, wolfing those eye boogies off her fingers.
You know what it is? I grew up with a Shih Tzu and he would get the worst eye boogers, but like, it brings me back to like that smell. Like I know what it smells like. I know it's just goopy and green and yellow and like.
Okay, listen.
Chelsea,
in my girlfriend's defense, there's nothing goopy. They're all just crusties that are in his curly hair because he's got curly hair. He doesn't have some weird Shih Tzu goop eyes.
We're sitting there freaking out when, listen, if you have kids, you know, or you have little brothers and sisters, they eat their boogers.
Yeah, I've seen them do it.
You know, it's not like parents feed it to them, but, you know, they eat their own boogies.
When I was a kindergarten teacher, I watched kids eat their boogers in front of me all the time.
As an intimidation tactic.
I didn't blame them. I blame their parents for they'd stare right at me and eat them.
877-971-HITS. Is it weird that... Chelsea's about to yak. No. Is it weird that Brian's girlfriend feeds their dog its own eye boogers? Clarify. Olivia from Long Beach, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Welcome to Is It Weird Wednesdays. Is it weird that Brian's girlfriend feeds their dog its own eye boogers?
I don't think it's weird at all. I think as humans, we think too much. And the dog is just probably trying to take in its nutrients.
We are putting our own human sensibilities in this, right? Like, we did mention dogs eat poop. So I'm assuming eye boogers, I've never eaten either one of those things, But I'm assuming eye boogers are a little more tasty than just dog feces.
And just think about it. With kids, when they're eating their own boogers, you get what I'm saying? It's nutrients in that. It's not until an adult stops them and says, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. Same thing with a dog. It's fine.
Scientifically, isn't it just like dirt probably? It's probably not nutrients, is it?
Yeah. But Olivia, I guess the caveat here is that when kids eat their own boogers, their parent isn't feeding them their own boogers. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but like when I was listening, the dog was running to the booger, like to the eye crust. So it was attracted to it.
That's
so
a great point. If he had fingers to clean his own eyes, he would probably eat his own eye boogers that way too. But instead, he needs a little bit of assistance. So technically, my girlfriend's helping him overcome a physical disability in terms of eye booger cleaning.
Olivia, thank you for calling in and siding with Brian's girlfriend on this.
Yeah, I mean, animals don't like to waste anything.
That's true.
That's a good point, Olivia. It's a matter of survival.
Recycling. He's into recycling.
Love you, Olivia. Have a great week.
Thank you.
What are our text messages? Just saying, man, is your girlfriend weird or not, Brian?
Well, we got a lot of barf emojis. So we got one from Miss Charlotte, sent us a barf face. Trisha from Diamond Bar said barf eye boogies.
Relatable.
We got this one from Lindsay. It says, I've never heard of anyone feeding their dog their own eye crusty. So yes, pretty weird. Made me gag while you were talking about it.
Yes.
Chelsea feels you there. But then from the 626.
There's that one. There's always that one.
My dog Oliver does the same thing. He fights me to get them on my fingers every time. Even when I clean his ears.
Wow.
Come on, don't be weird. I mean, we got to draw the line somewhere there. My boys think it's disgusting, but my daughter does the same thing to him. So maybe, well, Chelsea is clearly grossed out by it, but like for some reason, I think when it's your dog, you feel like your dog mom, you don't mind touching like his, you know, eye crusties, and then he wants to eat them.
It's unconditional love is what that is.
I guess.
No, but I know what you mean by that. Like I said this off air, like I would not be able to change any other baby's diaper. But I can change my daughter's diaper all day, every day. Like, I have no issue with it. You know?
Other babies' poop is gross.
Exactly. 97.1 Amp Radio, home of commercial-free Mondays. Thank you for hanging out with us, giving us another day to do what we love. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Your chance to win some epic tickets right here. Isn't it romantic? Hits theaters February 13th. But you can win 4 tickets to the exclusive advanced screening on February 12th at The Grove. Right now, all you got to do is be calling 9-877-971-HITS is the number to call. All right, good luck. It's starring Rebel Wilson, Liam Hemsworth, Adam Devine, also Priyanka Chopra. So it's going to be a dope movie, man. Looks pretty funny.
Great cast, man.
Looks good. All right, so good luck on that. And right about now, dopest moment this morning goes out to the moment when we were catching up with immigration attorney Alex Galvez, and he revealed to us how rapper 21 Savage can actually escape deportation. For those of you that don't know what's been going on with rapper 21 Savage, this weekend in Atlanta, he got arrested, and then La Migra got him, right? ICE agents, and he's now facing deportation. He came to the United States of America legally on a visa from the UK. A lot of people had no idea he was from the UK. They just thought, yo, he's Atlanta all the way. That's where he was raised.
Except Wikipedia, dude.
Yeah.
Not Wikipedia. They're like, born in Dominica. Crack that case, ICE.
At age 7, he came to the United States of America. So this is what the immigration lawyer said in regards to him escaping deportation. Check it out.
The good thing about 21 Savage is that he's not a flight risk. He's not a danger to society. He has family ties, and he has children who are U.S. citizens and family who has status. And that's going to play a big role in getting bond. Unfortunately, my experience with the judges in Atlanta is that they're very conservative, but he does have a good case to get out on bond. He applied for a U visa, and that visa is pending right now. What's a U visa? It's people that have been a victim of a serious crime. Mm-hmm. Savage, when he was 21 years old, he was in a car and he got shot 6 times.
Wow.
So if I was the attorney, I would do everything possible to get his green card here. So I say the worst case scenario, he gets deported. That U visa that's pending now, if it gets granted in 4 years, he'll be allowed to come back with that U visa, and then he would get his green card. But right now, the main focus is getting him out on bond. And after that, if I was the attorney, I would tell him, hey, move over to California. We'll slow walk the case. And there's a very good chance that the U visa will get approved within the next 4 years.
And that's the dopest moment, not only because there's good hope for 21 Savage, but I think it's also very important information for those of you that are listening within our community that have been a part of or a victim of a crime, that sometimes because you're undocumented, you're like, yo, I'm not going to go to the police. I'm undocumented. I could end up getting deported. That's happened to many of my family members, me being an immigrant from Mexico. You have that fear. But in reality, it can help you out in your situation if you were a victim of a crime and you helped the authorities be able to find that person that committed that crime.
Criminal.
You get protected with the U visa, like in this case, what 21 Savage is hoping that way he'll be able to get legal residency and be able to get that visa to be able to stay here in the United States of America.
It's a super interesting caveat in the U visa, because just because you're undocumented for whatever reason here, whether you overstayed a visa or you came here illegally or whatever, it still doesn't mean you get to be we can't help you, you're a victim of a crime. You know, it doesn't mean that criminals are criminals.
If people
commit a crime against you, you should definitely go forward. I just hope he gets out on bond because he has so strong ties in the community. He's doing a lot of great things in Atlanta. People don't know that he wasn't born in Atlanta, clearly, but in the community of Atlanta, I know I lived there for a couple years, he helps out kids all over the communities in some of the neighborhoods that he grew up in. And so he empowers a lot of people, and I think that we're setting a really bad example for someone who has, whatever reasons he's here, still undocumented. He's tried to do some of the right things, and he's a motivating factor in the community, and we're setting kind of a bad example. So hopefully ICE, their attorneys, all of them come together and we figure out a way to just let the process play out as it should.
Absolutely. If you want to hear that full interview, we're going to have it up in our podcast in about an hour or two. So make sure you download the radio.com app and search Amp Morning Show, and all our podcasts are up there for you. All right, guys. Love you. Jesse Ortiz coming up next. She already hooked us up with a shot this morning.
It
was a ginger shot. It was a different kind of shot, but it was good. Thank you so much to Movida Juice Bars as well for hooking us up. Love you guys. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy or your peace. Let's go.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.